Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, it's a Football Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610, gearing up for Week 5 matchup against the Baltimore Ravens. And a matchup, by the way, that if you could take yourself 5, 6, 7 weeks back, seemed like it was going to be a defining moment.
For both.
For both of these teams, but maybe, honestly, more largely the Texans. I don't think that coming into the season, thinking about where the Ravens, where we anticipated the Ravens being, and not just us, but the general public. I mean, they were the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl or whatever. And so, but it felt like, okay, this was going to be a major moment in this season that would tell you something about this Texans team. And we reached this moment, and it is, but not nearly in the way that we had previously thought.
No, not even close. And the arc of the discussion, not just from the beginning of the year and before the season, but just the arc of the discussion this week has changed dramatically.
Yeah, you know? In part because you have a number of injuries. Lamar Jackson, again, didn't practice today, at least. He was not seen practicing by the media there, Baltimore. So that's three straight days, an entire week of not practicing for him, although the reporting has been that he's going to try and give it a go. We'll see what it looks like. Especially, that's why you need to keep it locked on. Texans countdown starting at 9 here on Sports Radio 610.
How surprised would you be if he did give it a go?
I would be very, very surprised.
Because I was surprised seeing Stingley giving the go last week.
Yeah. Yes, but we did get that extra information that we didn't know at the time that he did. He was limited after the media was available. And so that kind of, if we had we known that, we might have been open to the idea a little more.
I think 1 to 10, my surprise would be a 6 if he went.
8 or 9.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so it's
soft tissue, man.
Oh my good, Stone Cold Steve.
Man.
Sting. It's Sting. Is that Sting?
It's Sting.
That's your reaction.
Yeah.
So he's not playing. We were just talking to Jason Lockenfor earlier, and he made mention of something we've talked about, but he put it in a different context for me that goes, oh wow, which is Kyle Hamilton, the safety. Mm-hmm. If he does not play, which he went from limited on Wednesday to then missing, did not practice yesterday, did not practice today. That seems like he's going to miss the game. If he misses, the entire spine of their defense is out. Where we talk about three defensive tackles, Roquan Smith, middle linebacker, who admittedly had not been playing that well to begin with, and then your star safety. It's just that's the structural integrity of any defense in the NFL. Like, this team is in such a bad way. And so with that, let's do a little Texans win because, Texans lose because. What are the reasons or what are the factors and the matchups that will determine whether the Texans can actually get this victory that at one point would have seemed damn near impossible or at least improbable come Sunday?
We've been talking a lot about Derrick Henry. Jason Lockenfora By the way, we didn't really have time.
It's a lot of stuff he said in there. It got me looking at that franchise like, man, that's a mess over there.
Which is funny because we typically look at the Ravens as the gold standard of how they handle their business.
He even mentioned how they handled Justin Tucker.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I thought they handled it all right.
But I should have asked him, like, so which way did you want to go on that? Get rid of him earlier or get rid of him later?
But even beyond that, we didn't really have a chance to kind of digest and talk about what he was
doing.
Let's
do that now then.
So I want to go there first before we go win because lose because that just reminded me. It sounds like an organization that is coming apart at the seams.
Yeah.
And he's there. He's there all the time. Sort of a facade of, I guess, arrogance. Like he kind of intimated that there was some arrogance there, like, our stuff doesn't stink. Obviously, they won a Super Bowl, and they're still living
didn't
off of it.
Didn't address the offensive line?
Exactly.
What does that sound like?
Yeah, right.
I've never heard that before.
Didn't address the offensive line. They've been living off of Matabike and taking bows?
Victory laps.
Something like that. Like, all of a sudden, you look at him, and for a guy that's there every day, you know, talking about leadership, you know, the general manager and even Harbaugh and being, you know, just in a different realm all of a sudden. It's got you looking at not just this game, but just the Ravens.
Right. Yeah. And one of the things that, I mean, when you talk about the arrogance, mm-hmm. I feel like when you have an MO, this is our standard, this is how we do things. It's either if it's going well, that's cool. When it's going bad.
Yeah.
And you're unwilling to change it, this is our standard, that becomes arrogance, which actually, interestingly enough, that kind of mirrors what we talked about in some ways in that first segment, mm-hmm. talking about Nick Caley and the way he operates, where you know there's this collaborative effort. And collaboration, I think, generally is viewed as a good word. And it's all about how does it end up working. So we're going to continue to watch that space. One of the things that Lockenfora talked about that I think might be a Texans win because John Harbaugh is rightfully under siege. Mm-hmm. And he has made some, I think Lockenfora called it like cowardly, but he's made some decisions that have reached or had the ire of the general NFL public. I think that we view him as a good manager of the team just generally, but we have seen some of his game management decisions be ones that are difficult to live with for that team. You're the team on the opposite side of that now, which is nice, right? You might actually win the game management decision portion of this football game, which, all other things be damned, that is always a very useful portion of any football game.
Yes, and that leads directly to my win because he talked about, you know, we talked about as well, the spine of the defense. He called it the worst defense in the NFL, and that's even before some of these injuries.
They look bad. They look really bad.
If you feed Woody Marks, it's time, man. It's time. No, all respect. I was a president of the fan club when Nick Chubb got here, but Woody Marks just has a little extra. He can run between the tackles. He's not just a guy that can catch the ball and run on the edges. He can run between the tackles. If you feed Woody Marks, and let's say we've been talking about Derrick Henry getting 18, I think he said up to 25 carries. I wouldn't mind seeing Woody Marks getting 18 carries.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind it.
That is a very fair point. Can I read you the run totals? I'll keep it simple statistically here that the Ravens have allowed in their first 4 weeks of this season. Week one, 108 yards on the ground, 3 touchdowns. Week two versus the Browns, 115 yards, no touchdowns. Week three versus the Lions, 224 yards and 4 touchdowns. And last week versus the Chiefs, 118 yards, no touchdowns. A hundo's got to happen.
They were passing the ball a lot.
A hundo has to happen in this game. There's explosive runs in every one of those games as well. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Make use of Woody Marks. And it doesn't seem like it happens in particular inside versus outside. Seems like they're gettable at any level. Just make sure that you're utilizing the run. So, Woody Marks getting involved, toting that rock, is going to be a big portion of how the Texans are able to win. I think following in line with that, I feel like continuing the progress that it felt like was made last week. Texans win because they're able to stay the course on their style of offense. Am I happy about the style itself? No, but we've had a lot of conversations about it. If you're going to be a thousand cuts, CJ, you got to stay. Got to stay home on this because you can't afford to get greedy against a team that does not have great guys. Like, I understand that there's going to be shots, take your shots when they arise, but don't think just because there's out there, like, there's here comes secondary players, yeah. right? Here comes backups that we can just get willy-nilly with it. Stick with this because I think the temptation that could be there to, well, we're just going to chunk this around the yard. It's at this point for the Texans, especially because of the lack of bona fides to this point on this offense, this needs to be more of a development stage for you than, oh, well, we're just going to go wild because the team over there looks really battered and bruised.
I'm with you. That's a win because, and it could easily be a lose because. It was one quarter, man. It wasn't even a full quarter. It was one quarter of clicking. It was one quarter of clicking, and it took a third and 33, or second and 33 completion of 37 yards to get it started. If you get, on the road, and the crowd isn't going to change. That's a tough place to play, and it's a wild place to play.
Yeah.
And the Texans are, I believe, 0-8 in Baltimore all time. You know, you get a little disrupted. You get a little disjointed. You start having some of those same communication and timeliness problems that you had in the first three games. This thing could unravel. I mean, this thing could unravel even if you are running the ball successfully.
Yeah, I think Texans could also win because it's time to start the turnover defense. It's time to start getting some of the turnovers. Like, obviously, one of the places where it could happen, and I do wonder how this team – because, I mean, they focused this year. Remember, we talked about in training camp, getting the football. They haven't done that as much. This could be an opportunity for it, especially as if the Ravens decide to run the football with Derrick Henry, he's put the ball on the ground. Not saying that that's inherent, and it's going to require a team effort because you're not one wrapping up Derrick Henry and punching at the football with one dude. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely not. That's a whole Mack truck. But if they work together as a team, first man holds him up, and then you get second man in, stripping at the football, you might be able to get it out there. And then on top of that, Cooper Rush, I mean, he gave you the football last time that you played against him. Now he threw the ball 50-something times. Mm-hmm. But I think that this could be an opportunity to put them in a game state where they have to maybe throw the football and then maybe, you know, capitalize on the fact that Cooper Rush is not the starter.
Look, you're absolutely right. One more thing that I think that could – aside, we've talked about turnovers every week. We've talked about the run game every week.
Are we at the point where we're just going to have to change the priors, right? We have to fall into the common understanding that turnovers aren't sticky and that year-to-year teams aren't inherently going to create
them. And it may be going the other way this year. Maybe. We'll see. This would seem to be one of the opportunities that you have a great opportunity to get some turnovers. But the other thing I think could win this game for the Texans is not just Woody Marks. Get those young receivers on the field, man.
Agreed.
I mean, just get them on the field. Higgins, Noel, Dalton Schultz is not young, but I think he'll complement that up the middle of the field.
That's what I was going to ask.
You got some guys that can put some pressure on
him. Right. Is this possible? All right, so if you had to call this as, podium game.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the podium game power rankings here for the Texans. And now I'm getting real far. This is real
outside of the quarterback.
Outside of the quarterback, yes. Again, they're going to need to make sure that they win this first and foremost. Mm-hmm. But assuming that they do win this, who's most likely to have the podium game?
I think Woody Marks. If we're going second, I'm going to go with Jaden Higgins over even Jalen Noel. I think Higgins might be the big weapon because they're not a great defense as we heard, but they're not dumb coaches. They just might not be having some success or not as smart as others. They know Nico Collins needs to be taken out. They know they need to, push some stunts and some linebackers up the middle because they're going to try Woody Marks. That's going to leave Jaden Higgins right wide out there,
And they're hurting cornerback wise, yeah. So he should be able to use his size, his strength, and his hands to be able to make this happen. I kind of skipped by one that I probably should say explicitly: Texans win because they tackle. Texans win because they tackle.
Have we mentioned Derrick Henry in this segment?
We have, but not in the way that we need to. That dude can be he is a tackle breaker. He is a big dude, especially if he gets his head of steam. You need to rally and tackle, but not just him. Remember, we've talked about how, the talent that the Ravens have, they're still good, even if there's a different quarterback helming this and running it. Zay Flowers is one of those guys you get the ball to in space, and he can make some shake.
Hell, Justice Hill.
Justice Hill's another one
of
those guys.
That's a 1-2 punch, man.
You need to wrap up. You can't afford to allow this team that is battered and bruised to find a level of confidence by picking up first downs and moving the ball down the field, right? Like, you can't do the thing that you did against the Bucks, where you have someone dead to rights and allow them. That absolutely cannot happen. You need to rally and tackle in a significant way.
Of the worries I have for the defense, that is easily number one. There was such a good, I mean, how much better can you get than shutting someone out? But nevertheless, there were bouts of bad tackling. There was at least a couple of plays when Tony Pollard, you know, had some guys missing and they missed the tackle and such. All's well that ends well, but now that's Derrick Henry, you know, and so that could be a big problem if you miss it. If you miss a tackle with Derrick Henry, you're losing or you're going to give up a touchdown.
Yeah, that's another 10 yards probably that you have. Yeah. That you might have put on the table for them. All right, can I give you the inverse exercise here? The Baltimore Ravens, outside of the running back, I think is the way that you go here. Who is most likely to have a podium game for them?
Andrews, I think. I could see Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
He's had a good start to the year. Boy, talk about a bounce back from a humiliating end of his season last year in Buffalo. I think Mark Andrews, linebacker's not in great coverage all the time. That, you know, I know there's been some moments, and Petrie might be able to do some things. But Mark Andrews could exploit the middle of this defense. We still don't have, you know, a lot of knowledge on the safety position. You know, what kind of season Kalen Bullock is having, you know, who knows, you know, otherwise at safety, obviously with MJ Stewart stepping in, I think Mark Andrews is a problem.
Yeah. I'm actually interested, and I don't know that the Ravens will have enough time, and I don't even know that I love Cooper Rush as a deep ball thrower. However, I am interested to see if they get, you know, to a place where they want to throw the football over the, try and take it over the top. How do those safeties, you know, hold
Zay Flowers.
Up? Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, but then more importantly, kind of the big play kind of guys like D-Hop, like DeAndre Hopkins. How do they stack up? And so I guess in some ways, make sure that your secondary.
Boy, if D-Hop has a podium game.
I don't think podium game is good because I don't know that he gets the type of utilization to have podium game. Mm-hmm. But hey, maybe. Somebody said Justice Hill will be the X factor. It's quite possible that happens. And then I think this is a good one, right? From 713, we'll win if D'Amico decides to coach tackling, which again we talked about. But if he continues to be a head coach, and I wouldn't agree with the idea that he's only done it for 1 week. But the idea of I'd like it if the Texans win, if Matt Burke can continue to call the defense and D'Amico can continue to help usher in the other things, the other decisions across the game. We're talking about it on the other side, how John Harbaugh is kind of he's kind of falling and not rising to the occasion when it comes to game management things. Feels like, and of course, it's a feeling off of one game. I kind of want to see another data point. And it feels like D'Amico was able to raise his game management by kind of relinquishing those duties to Matt Burke.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right. And I think ultimately that he is going to relinquish it this game at least. Because they had such success last time.
Yeah, excited to see this. I think, are you in this place where I am? Maybe talking to Locke Afora, who rained down brimstone on that organization up there in Baltimore. I'm more confident about the Texans as we've gone here. That's not to say that they're out of the woods and that they're just going to walk to a victory. But it does feel like, I feel very optimistic. I feel like they can get a victory here.
I'm with you 100%. In fact, I'll go ahead and call it. 27-20, Texans.
24-17 is where I go.
Okay. Figgy, you got one?
I'm going to go 20-17.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Take the under.
We'll see what it looks like come Sunday. But that's what we're calling here in the loop on a Football Friday. All right. Enjoying this Football Friday presented by Academy. Remember, the fellows of the drive will be out at Talyard Brewing in Sugarland from 2-6. But before we get there, we got to hand things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got, man?
Yeah, so Taylor Swift dropped the album last night. I forgot the name of the album, but I'll let you know what it is.
Oh, brother.
And Taylor Swift almost got me fired today.
What?
She almost got me fired today. Plus, CJ Stroud need to be more like Deshaun Watson.
Okay. I'm interested to see
That's a tease.
I sure hope it doesn't. It's not what immediately comes to mind. Let's all find out together next.
Yes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down. On a football Friday, happy Friday to everyone out there. CJ Stroud need to be more like Deshaun Watson. I will explain why. In a little bit, but first, Taylor Swift, she released her 12th studio album last night. I want to say around midnight.
Is it really her 12th?
Yep.
12. Yeah, 12 of those things.
Mm-hmm. And I knew that, like, what is it? A couple of them are the rework ones that she did in order
the Taylor version.
Yeah, to get around some bad deal type stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn.
So she released The Life of a Showgirl. And one of the songs is her version of the George Michael song called Father Figure.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost got me fired, man.
Almost got you
almost
fired?
Almost got me fired.
How?
I will explain why. So if you guys aren't familiar with the George Michael song, rest in peace, by the way. Mm-hmm. He got a song called Father Figure, and this is what it sounds like.
Ooh, oh, baby. I will be your father.
Right, okay.
Fugitive.
So that's one of his hits from George Michael called Father Figure.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, she just got 12 albums, period. The reworks are not,
oh, really?
Not, are not a part of that.
So,
damn.
So 12 original albums.
God bless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she actually redid that song a little bit, or kind of made it her. It don't sound exactly the same, mm-hmm. but she kind of used that whole Father Figure thing. And it almost got me fired. And I'm going to play the reason why it almost got me fired.
Oh,
I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
She's dropping, what bomb was that? the big one?
The D word.
Okay.
I would say the D word.
She was, she's talking about a member of sorts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was sitting there.
Congrats to Travis Kelce, I guess?
I guess.
So I was sitting there recording it, and I kind of had it on in the background, just get a piece of it so mm-hmm. I can just play on the radio. And I play numerous songs on this station where I'm like, okay, let me look out for a cuss word. This one, I had no idea. I'm thinking like this one should be clean too.
Yeah. You know?
And then after a while, I'm like, wait a minute, did she just say what? Did she just say it? I had to go to Rap Genius or whatever.
Yeah,
Genius.
Yeah, look at the lyrics.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, she actually
she
said
sure did.
That.
She sure did.
I'm glad. I almost played it from the YouTube.
Yeah.
Because I was just going to come in last minute and just play it straight from YouTube.
Man.
And I'm glad I didn't.
I guess it's been good to her.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So, that was a close call, man. Almost got me fired.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
So, good for Taylor, I guess, also. Hey, man.
More power to her.
I know one thing. If I had a kid, I would not let her listen to Taylor Swift with
that's
all
right.
this.
That's
all raunch. This vulgar, all this vulgar language.
That's filth, flarn, flarn, filth.
That's raunch.
I never let
Back in my day, they had real lyrics.
Like?
All our cussing. Can't believe she's doing all our cussing in these lyrics.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I'll probably check the album out this weekend just see how it is. But make sure I can't listen to it around kids.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. They're out here talking about
all that cussing.
Genitalia.
Yeah, man. Crazy.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Godly.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. I tease this how CJ Stroud need to beat more like Deshaun Watson. And by the way, happy birthday, CJ Stroud.
Yeah, this is not the birthday present you give to CJ Stroud.
Well, this might be a hell of a birthday gift for CJ Stroud. So it's week five. It's 2025. It's the 2025 season.
Mm-hmm.
CJ Stroud need to do exactly what Deshaun did in week five of the 2019 season. Do y'all remember this game?
Oh, I do not exactly.
Yeah, so... Let me play some of the highlights
that
for
the Bengals
game, week five
it?
Of 2019.
Let me play some of the highlights for y'all right. Before y'all spoil it.
All right.
Watson under center, fakes the give, little mini boot. Deshaun with all day, looking, firing downfield to the end zone. Caught, rock and roll, Will Fuller, touchdown, Houston. Deshaun gets the snap, fires quickly underneath, has a man, Fuller, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. 45 of Atlanta down inside the 40-yard line. Here's the snap. Watson throwing over the middle, and he's got QT. 45, 40, cuts left, 35, the 30, the left sideline, 25, and dragged down at the 16-yard line by Ricardo Allen. Watson looking, Watson pumping, scrambling forward. Deshaun across the 40, the 45, the 50, cutting left. 45 of Atlanta at the 40 and out of bounds at the 36-yard line. Deshaun Watson, that's what he can do for you. Deshaun gets the snap.
Dang.
Looking left.
Yeah.
Watson dancing, and Watson throwing downfield, and he's got Fuller across the 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll! Touchdown to Will Fuller, and that seals the deal. It's over. The Texans throttle Atlanta 53-32 to up their record to 3-2 and bounce back big time with Kansas City up next.
So I got a question for y'all. Before I get to that question, I'm going to just go through the stats from this game from one Deshaun Watson. So he had 426 passing yards. He was 28 of 33.
Yeesh.
5 passing touchdowns, 4 carries for 47 yards, no interceptions, and a perfect passing rating of 158.3.
Yeah, dog. Does that feel like that's on the table in this one, man?
Ooh, no.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if
this would be the perfect time to do it.
You are right.
Yeah.
It's week 5. Deshaun did it in week 5. I know maybe they 2 different teams. I don't know. But this would be the perfect birthday gift.
It would be incredible. I mean, nobody can predict that. Nobody can say it's on the table, really. That's otherworldly right there. It also is kind of sad.
And just what that guy was. And so this is my question, because I actually saw the highlights on social media a couple of days ago of this. And I kind of threw out there because I'm like, damn, is this the – I wanted to be nice and give a little respect to Matt Schaub. I wasn't here around that time, so I don't know what was the best game in Texans history. So I just kind of made it a little cute and said, was this the best game in the last 10 years of the franchise history? Do you feel like this is the best game?
Pass for a quarterback?
Just the best quarterback performance in history right here.
I've got to say, I mean, look at those numbers. I got to say yes.
Yeah, this. I mean, it feels like it. That's incredible performance.
I tried to be cute by saying the last 10 years because, you know, like I said, I didn't know what was going on back then. Yeah. But a lot of people were saying yes, like franchise history, yes. And someone was bringing up the C.J. Stroud against the Bucks 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Man, this was – I forgot he was really dealing like this, man.
I mean, there was a reason why Deshaun Watson was a no-brainer, this is a franchise quarterback type guy. Like, these are the types of performances, especially – and you can admit that, you know, the Atlanta Falcons were 1-4 and you still let them put up 32 points, but it didn't even matter. Like, imagine letting up 32 points and being like, that's cute because of how incredible – 5 passing – touchdown.
It was a lot of action in this game. I was kind of looking through the other highlights. I just got some of the main ones, but remember Tyshawn Gibson?
Oh, yeah.
He had a 75-yard interception return for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn.
I will say, you give me anything close, like even obviously anything close on yardage, but like for me, the explosive nature of that game for Deshaun Watson is the thing that I think is something that I would like to see replicated, because if you can have those type of explosives, then we're really cooking with grease here, because we've seen that, okay, CJ, at least in a game in this system, can take what's given to him. If you can see the fireworks come through in an offense, that feels like something, at least at this point, that doesn't feel like it's a part of the part of the program. It feels like that's downloadable content for this offense, not something that they already have stock.
Yeah.
If you see that, I'm like, okay, I can believe in something.
And how about 426 yards and 84% completion?
Yeah,
that's not just the explosives; it's everything. And the explosives, he's that accurate. And 47 yards rushing. And whatever happened to Will Fuller, by the way?
By the way,
yeah,
Will Fuller had over 200 yards receiving.
And then what happened?
Is that good?
Yeah,
it's all right.
that's an interesting story. You know, the whole Will Fuller thing.
It is worth noting that. Shout out to the text line for making note of it. In 2012, Matt Schaub did have in an overtime game
2 or 3 400-yard passing games.
He had 4 400-yard passing games and a 527-yard passing game. Now you tell me if this is better. 43 of 55, 78% completion percentage, 527, 5 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. How does that hit you?
I still think that's better.
You think that Schaub is better?
Schaub is better. Yeah, see,
he had the interceptions on the other side of it.
You had 500, brother.
He's playing college football at that point. That's college football.
And see, that's why I wanted to kind of limit it to the last 10 years, because I know Schaub was kind of going crazy a couple times, but Damn, it's a damn shame what they did to that dog,
man, ain't it?
Man, and Will Fuller, man. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. I want to give a special salute. It's going to be a popping weekend in H-Town, man. It's a lot going on around the same damn time. So the Houston Dynamo, they are hosting their last regular season home match.
Yep.
All right.
And they are facing San Diego FC.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that is tomorrow at 7:30 p.m.
It's really important match, too.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us how important it is, man. I want to say they are
They're just outside.
2 points. Yeah. 2 points outside of the playoffs.
Yeah, they're 2 points off of the ninth place position in the West, which would put you in that final playoff spot. So it's not going to get it done for them on its own. There's a couple of teams in between them, including FC Dallas. But you need this, Vic. You need all 3 points in this one. And I imagine that if we were talking to our guy, Ben
Olsen.
Time to attack. But he's like, yo, Houston, if you can, get behind your club.
Oh,
getting that environment will be helpful in that regard. They need this victory. I think they have two more games just total. But this one will be the last one that they have at Shell Energy during the regular season.
Yeah, and this is the perfect time to get out. It's fan appreciation night, so they're going to have giveaways, surprises all night long.
Oh,
seat upgrades, signed jerseys and match balls, signed posters, limited edition, merch, and all that good stuff. And like we talked about earlier, this is a playoff push. So as fun as it's going to be, and by the way, it's almost sold out.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost sold out, so make sure you try to get your tickets. But
be good, good atmosphere.
Yeah, so as fun as it's going to be, it's going to be kind of tight a little bit, man. It's going to be a little bit tense because they really need these points.
Yeah.
And if you want to get tickets, man, make sure you go to SeatGeek because they are doing 20% off of this game. So make sure you go to SeatGeek to get your tickets.
So a cheaper, meaningful experience. That feels like what any sports fan would like. If you could promise me I can get 20% off and a meaningful game, I feel like a lot of people jump at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So make sure you get out. By the way, the Dynamo wrap up their regular season on October the 18th against Sporting Kansas City.
Okay.
And they calling it, what's that, decision day?
Well, yeah, determines the playoffs. Decision
day. Yeah, so they calling that decision day. Yeah. And also, I got to give a shout-out to the Cougs. They also play on Saturday.
Yes, they do.
They face Texas Tech, and I want to say kickoff is at 6 p.m. at TDECU Stadium. Family weekend, of course. I feel like all them games be kind of like a family.
It's a great atmosphere for
that. It's good for the kids. Bring the kids out. And make sure you wear Houston blue.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you wear Houston blue and pat the house out. Tailgating starts at 2 p.m. Cougs on Parade is at 5:50 p.m. That's a lot of tailgating right there.
That is a lot of tailgating.
That's a lot. 2 o'clock and the game started at 6? That's a lot going on.
Sounds like just the right amount of tailgating for a big game to me.
Yeah.
On a Houston Blue weekend? Hell yeah.
So I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to try to link up with Lopez Sons and all that stuff. So we're going to have a good time. Make sure you get your tickets for that. You can go to uhcougars.com/tickets.
You think Nick Cassero will be at this one too?
He might.
Seeing some tech players at home? Oh, well, no, they're on the road, though.
He's going to be in Baltimore.
I was like, they're on the road.
I think.
The high's only going to be 89.
Oh, it's going to be gorgeous.
It's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah, so make sure you wear your blue. All them Raiders
Red Raiders
going to be wearing red. So make sure you wear that H-Town blue. Wear that Houston blue. And pack it out, man.
Yeah. Good job, man.
It's going to be crazy. By the way, I'm going to try to go to both games.
I'm
going to try to double dip.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a crazy Saturday for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. I'm excited to see that as well. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That is Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellows of the drive who are broadcasting from Talia Brewing out there in Sugarland next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys Stadium. But before we do that, we got to draft the weekend. Let's do that next. Yeah, it's been a very fun Football Friday. Thank you to all the people who have been involved. Obviously, you, dear listener, on the text line, 713-572-4610. All of you on the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live streams. Thank you to B. Scott, who joins us every Friday. It was a very, very fun 11 o'clock hour. Much appreciation to Jason Lockefora, Odyssey NFL insider, who joined us as well. And I have appreciation for, even though we haven't talked to him yet, the fellows of the drive who are broadcasting from Talia Brewing. Out there in, I was about to say San Antonio, which is not the place. Sugarland.
it's a hike.
Out there in Sugarland. Go out and see them, especially if you want to get your Payne and Pendergast commemorative Football Friday pint, all that courtesy of Academy Sports and Outdoors. Real quick, we got a draft a weekend, but before we do that, I'm being told that we've got a friend on the phone line. Larry, what's happening, my man?
Hey, what's going on, Reggie, J-Lo, Figgy? I hope y'all have a good weekend, man. And let me just ask y'all real quick before I get to what I called about. Y'all think them Texans can put up 24 points in Baltimore this weekend?
I mean, if I don't feel like they can put up 24 points, then I don't think they're an NFL football team.
That they should be able to go into Baltimore with all them boys. And I know injuries shouldn't matter, but if Baltimore is bleeding like that, y'all should be able to put them boys in the dirt, man. And all it's going to take is that defense to get 24 points from Nick Caley's offense, and then we should be cooking with fist grease, man. Now, J-Lo, I got a bone to pick with you and Figgy real quick.
Okay. Oh, not me. I'm safe. God bless.
No, Reggie, you safe right now, but you're trending towards some bones too. But let me get to J-Lo and Figgy. You know, yes, the other day, man, I called in and we was talking about them to-go plates from Wok Bowl and, you know, how when you go to buffets, they charging you extra money.
Yeah.
And so, yesterday, I'm sitting back, man, because I know y'all don't like people calling in every day or whatever. So, I just be sitting back trying to listen. And I hear J-Lo and Figgy out here giving up the game on food stamps, man, and the EBT card. Look, man, y'all can't be messing up our hustle like that, man. We got relationships. We got relationships with these cashiers at these stores, man, that let us get a little bit of extra stuff and allow us to get able to go out there and feed our family. Y'all can't be telling the game up on the streets like
my
that.
My bad, Larry. My bad.
I know you know better than that, man, because when I go to the Mitchell Connor, man, me and my little senorita have an understanding, man. She let me go give me some of the fajitas and that orange chicken and let me go and do what I need to do. And Figgy, you from Ohio. I know you know better than that because y'all get down with EBT and food stamps like we do in the H. Fellas, it's always fun, man. It's a great weekend to get out and just really enjoy the city. But I got my boys beating Baltimore ready, and we're going to smoke a cigar at Legacy at some point.
Larry, hold on. Put me on, man. What are you talking about, man? Put me on. Don't gatekeep.
Hey, man, Figgy. Hey, look, we'll link up, and I'm going to turn you on to them spots like you need to really know in our hall.
Hey, that's the man, Larry Stafford. Although, I got to say, how you going to call in talking about y'all giving away the game? We ain't say nothing about no La Michoacana. You the one who's bringing that up now. You naming names out here, my man. I appreciate the call in. Man, there's a little bit of optimism when it comes to this game versus Baltimore. It feels like they do need to get this one, man. There's so many things that are stacked against Baltimore in some ways for the Texans. You gotta be opportunistic. I think that's one of the things about sports, right? You obviously need to be good, but you gotta be able to be opportunistic when there's luck, and there is luck that is stepping in here. You got to make sure that you get this victory. I mean, Patrick Ricard, their fullback that they like depending on, not playing. Obviously, a number of cornerbacks not playing. Clearly, the quarterback feels like he's not going to play. Best player on defense, not going to play. There's just so much stacking up here. Feels like you got to get a win. That's one of the number of things that that I imagine you are wanting to watch this weekend. So let's draft the weekend real quick, fellas. What are the games? I went first last time. What are the things that you want to see this weekend in the world of sports? Figgy, would you like to draft first or should I go first?
You could go first.
All right. You will give me first dibs, and I appreciate that because I will be the person who steals this, even though I keep getting flack on it, even though I love this team. Let me see Vanderbilt going to Tuscaloosa. Number 16, Vanderbilt going at Alabama. This is going to be game number one because on both sides, I find it to be interesting. Is Vanderbilt going to cement itself as a team that is didn't just have a moment last year, but they're going to actually be some level of contention in the SEC? And then Kalen DeBoer, seat's hot, big fella. Like, have you found your groove? Are you really establishing yourself as a true Alabama head coach, or are you going to be one of those footnotes?
Yeah.
I think that this is going to be a big game for that.
Go ahead, Figgy.
All right, I'm going to go with the obvious, man. Yeah. I got to go Houston and Texas Tech.
Yeah, that is the obvious. Those were the two most obvious ones. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun afternoon and evening. You can go back-to-back on those games, too. So there's one at Vanderbilt, Alabama, 3:30, and of course Texas Tech at Houston at 7. I'm gonna go ahead and at 6. I'm gonna go ahead and throw a little 6:30 action in there. Mississippi State at Texas A&M.
That's a good one.
That's not just me talking. I might be plugged in anyway, but I think that's kind of a prove-it game again. It seems like nobody's believing. Eventually, maybe somebody's going to believe or they're going to be right.
God bless you guys for leaving me something on the NFL slate here. Yeah. Give me a game that is happening at 3:05 CBS, so you want to use your Paramount Plus link if you can. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Seattle Seahawks. I think this is a fun matchup of some teams that have not been given a lot of love but are kind of in that secondary, tertiary tier in the NFL as in pretty good teams. Mm-hmm. I want to see where both of those teams stand, so I'm very intrigued and locked in on that one between Baker and Sam Darnold, interestingly.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do a little hate watching right here on both teams. A little Monday Night Football, Chiefs versus Jags.
Oh, yeah.
I just kind of want to see. I wish they both lose. I wish they tie.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to see how the Jags do specifically against a team like the Chiefs.
And, of course, we're going to be following the NFL schedule. But outside of the one that you mentioned in the Texans game, it's kind of a meh.
I think there's one more that has some intrigue.
There are some with some intrigue.
Are you not interested in the Sunday morning game
the Vikings
that's happening
and Browns,
overseas?
Vikings and Browns, intrigue, but not enough to say I would draft that.
Fair enough.
Over Tigers and Mariners, man. I mean,
that's a good call. That's a really good call.
That's one, man.
The Tigers and Mariners, there's like a little hidden, you don't want it to happen, but when it does, you can appreciate it.
Sure.
It's a lot more fun watching Major League Baseball playoffs when you're not as stressed or as invested in your team.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm just watching and enjoying baseball, you know? So I'm gonna do a little Tigers and Mariners action Saturday and Sunday, by the way.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I think that's a good call. Fig. Oh, wait, I'm next up. Mm-hmm. I was about to pass that over to you. No, this is my turn. Ooh, that makes me, because I honestly usually am good about thinking about the other ones outside of football.
Mm-hmm.
I got myself locked in. Is there another game?
Well, my last pick, none of y'all are going to get.
Actually, yeah, there is a game. I love this Dodgers-Philly series.
Yeah.
Let me get all of that. I think that's obviously you'll have Shohei. Shohei's set to start game one of
game
this
one?
Series as well, so I'm very excited for that. But I think the Phillies, like, that is my NL NL's champion. So I do feel like that's going to be a really good series. So it's Shohei Ohtani and Christopher Sanchez on the first night of that.
Okay, so I'm torn between two games. I'm looking at either Texas versus Florida or either Mississippi State versus Texas A&M.
Well, I picked A&M.
Did you pick it? I might have missed it. I might have been talking to you. Well, easy, because I'm going to go with Texas and Florida now.
All right, a little hate watching for myself. Yankees and Blue Jays, man.
Fair enough. So you got a lot of baseball here that you like.
Well, you know I'm going to keep an eye on all that college football, including the Texas, Florida. And
baseball kind of fun to watch in the playoffs
again,
this.
It's so nice when it's not.
I was watching a random-ass playoff game and just kind of into it and just the crowd and stuff. It's a totally different feeling.
Yeah. It is. I mean, postseason baseball is incredible. That's one of the reasons why I understood Sean and his perspective when he was coming after you, Lopez, because postseason baseball is just fun and you want to have your team in it for that investment. But I think we're all sports junkies to the point where even without your fan investment, and especially if it's not like a team that directly hits you, although you did pick the Mariners game, it's fun to jump into and just watch some good sports. Somebody else on the text line is taking Yankees-Toronto. That's not a bad one, especially because I enjoy watching the Yankees right now and waiting for them to do some
little
league stuff.
Watching, yeah.
Oh yeah, especially in the outfield. In defense. I feel like they're good for at least one. What the hell is that type of play? That is fun. All right, from the 281. What's the over under on CJ Stroud walking out on with a Dodgers hat this week?
You know what? That's in play.
It's non-zero. Yeah, I was about to say, like, I would love to be like, nah, he's aware of this, and he would probably not go
play.
To that's non-zero,
and not just because of stylistically.
No, I mean,
he's an L.A. guy.
He's a home guy, right? Yeah. I think he could justify it to himself as, well, the Houston Astros aren't playing, but my Dodgers are. So, I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully that doesn't show up to have to take away attention from what should be an important game that might possibly be. Oh, we don't need to do all that. It's just a big game versus the Baltimore Ravens.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.